2022 has recently begun, and the new year always brings New Year's resolutions. The idea is a promise to do something different. We tend to have a goal in mind, we prepare the tools to succeed, and have high motivation to achieve the goal. Well, for some, the goal may be to give up alcohol or other substance use for a cleaner lifestyle. This big change can be difficult, but now is always a good time to make a change in lifestyle for a better future. Hey, welcome back to another episode of In the Mix. As always, I'm your host, Zachary Plisco. My mission is to inform students to be safe, be responsible, and be smart when using substances. For episode 6, season 2, we'll be talking about creating new habits for the new year when it comes to alcohol and other substance use. I'll be talking about the old habits, how to develop new habits, and provide example strategies to stop using substances. First, when looking at personal relationships with substances, discover what the substance serves you. Some might not see alcohol, marijuana, or other substance as a glaring issue, but determine if it intervenes with mental well-being, physical well-being, relationships, and work and daily routines. Think about benefits of not having a substance part of your everyday routine. Be realistic with how it's involved with everyday life. If it's interrupting certain aspects of life, think about building new habits to a healthier lifestyle. Now, creating new habits can be a long-term process, but if you keep working, it allows for a better life without substances. One way to build a new habit is to think about where you want to go with it. What's the bigger picture? Where are you today? What do you want to be in the future? Writing down goals on paper will help develop the idea and serve as a good reference tool. A recurring idea in the episode will be about thinking small. As a new habit without substance begins, look back where you started, and when subtle changes are noticed, that can serve as accomplishments. Identify where you're at and keep determination with small steps to the overall goal. Keep in mind that there's other factors in being substance-free. Harmful patterns like lack of sleep, school stress, work stress, club work, all can be harmful to achieving the goal. Be aware of these other factors, and if there's a setback, forgive yourself and continue to build the healthy habit. Having peers around you can be very beneficial. The challenge with building a new habit is the willpower and motivation. Having others around can help the morale stay high and keep accountability. Keep going strong, even if you experience some setbacks. After knowing how to create new habits, let's clarify why some habits don't work out. 1. Trying to change all at once. When building a new habit, such as stoppage of drinking, starting small is a good idea. This could mean to cutting drinking from once a day, to once every other day, to once a week, and slowly build off of that. Often, people try cutting out the substance completely, which leads to urges to doing it more. This leads for motivation needed to be really high, and this leads to the lack of effort to break the old habit. Another problem is seeking a result and not building a new habit without the substance. Every New Year's resolution looks for some kind of result and associate it with numerical values. Instead, focus on new behaviors and have those be the result. When people don't see the results, they feel discouraged and give up. Another thing is assuming small changes don't add up. This could also impact new habits without substances. Taking the small victories can help a lot. If you didn't drink one day, that small change could lead to bigger results later on. It's a matter of recognizing the small changes made daily rather than keeping the main goal in mind all the time. Lastly, not changing the environment around you could have an impact. Subtle things like alcohol in the fridge, substances sitting out on the desk may urge people to use it. A good start to limiting alcohol use or substance in a given area is to get it out of the way. Throw it out, hide it, put it somewhere out of sight. After talking about creating new habits, let's go over some examples on doing so provided by Harvard Health. 1. Set a goal. There's no one-size-fits-all answer to achieving a goal. Make a suitable and obtainable goal that's most comfortable for you. Set an expectation that's tangible. 2. keep a diary to track the amount of substance use. For a few weeks, try to keep track of every drink you have, how much of a substance you use, and include information about how much and what it was. Compare your results as time goes on to see if it achieves to your overall goal. 3. Don't keep substances in your household. Like I said before, having none near you can help prevent temptation to drink or use substances. 4. Choose substance-free days. Pick one or two days each week where you abstain from using the substance. Do this for about a month. See how you feel emotionally and physically with less use. 5. Stay busy. Begin basic exercising, walking, yoga. Go out for an evening to a movie or restaurant. After a long day of work or school, pick up a new hobby or revisit an old one. There's painting, playing an instrument, just something to keep you busy. 6. Watch for peer pressure. When going out with friends to a bar, party, or any social environment, peer pressure may happen. Refer to Episode 1, Season 2 to find strategies on combating peer pressure. Now, this podcast and tips can only go so far to help. By no means am I a professional. If wanting help right away, consult a doctor where they can refer professionals and programs to help with substance use. There, specialists can determine the best individualized treatment option and may provide counseling. The alcohol and other drug services here at Grand Valley does have resources available for students, faculty, and staff. Recovery meetings are open to individuals who have a desire to stop using alcohol and other drugs. There are a few types of meetings that can suit your needs, like Alcoholics Anonymous. It's a 12-step program for individuals to share their experience, strength, and hope with each other. The idea is to solve common issues and help each other recover from an alcoholic problem. It's a good start for those looking to get serious of not drinking. Another meeting is the Narcotics Anonymous. It's another 12-step program. It welcomes any individual who wants to overcome any type of substance problem. Both of these meetings are good ideas for those wanting a fresh start to the new year and wanting to ditch substance use. If interested in attending a meeting, head to gvsu.edu/AOD/recovery-meetings-at-gvsu.htm. Here you'll find when meetings are and Zoom links. Now that concludes episode 6 of In the Mix. Remember, it's never too late to start a healthier lifestyle without substances. Again, I'm Zachary Plisco. See you on the next episode.